Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna be mad. If I can run away, slam.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health care, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood and international
call.
Hail, all from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yeah, man, you don't know a fire grind system. My empress, my ass, I don't know. We don't like what's going in another world, that's how you have to ask the people that sing. Sing with singer.
Tell me why do you seem dying? Why the mothers are crying? Why the wall is burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the raping?
So me, I tell them it's a stop. The youth them where you're dead, they not a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning, must stop. Let go that. Before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing to stop. But I want that. Said Mary Jane murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and killer with sick man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister youth. But they no done. Some youth are dead, really gruesome. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland. Dumb the day before them. Let's see them life done. Match up, Lee, and you have dancing and limbs and gun.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
And sure,
why do mothers are crying? Why do all this burning?
Doctor.
Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You hear that?
Why kill the youth of the future?
You him get shot. Just 3 months full of heartless man do that. You 13-year-old get raped and get shot. Charlie Simmons and Trenchstone High School did that fill up. That's okay. My youth is a 10-year-old that. Them burn her to death. I know Max feel shot. He need garden get stronger. Them things that to stop. Was a promising you to our parents.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying? Why do mothers are crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the shrinking?
Well, we're not killing the youth, for the youth, them are the future. They grew up and make this a better tomorrow. No matter what life say, you want peace, Sarah. You tell me it's gonna leak out, man, Mara. When you want to tell all the Almighty, say, they not care where you call him, which name out there. If you call him anything, that they know the meaning. So a full time now, so we start to kill him.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
Sure, man,
why do all of them crying? Why do all of them burning?
Come together and know what we are doing this time.
Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You know your empress,
why killing the siblings? Why do all the raping?
Tell me why. The youth them where you're dead in a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. Remember that before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that. The purity for murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill a whiskey man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister you that. But we know them. Some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland. Dumb the day before them missing. Let's see them life done. And Chaplin, are you a tanted and limped and gone down?
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
Let's go down.
Why do mothers crying? Why do all this burning?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Baby, so sky.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. That's a clean ass pussy. Hey, baby, let me tell you why. Why? 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 Baby, let me tell you why. You already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back. But she know and I eat that pussy like a motherfucking cookie rack. Keep chicken black, never spray red. Smoking on some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like rest few. She want a body slam a bitch like Lex Luke. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the boat, mama, let's do. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, she had one walk right.
I'm rich, bitch!
Give me money, hell yeah, I'm the shit. I'm that girl on the post with it's posted on the walls. Body with the flaws when I walk up in the building, hauling niggas stopping tall. I let the dude eat me out, walking me in on the go home. He keep hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip in the hall.
follow up a band. And every time he beat it, the girl, she a fan. Yeah, baby, she want a little taste. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me, so they niggas wanna bait me. You know I turn them on, you see me in a song. I take no ass, I let you pass. You can't talk to this girl without no dough. I like to look like money, I like to smell like money. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, jaw on a higher level. Give me your mic, I spit, I was telling. Yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me. Shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the waist. So what's up, daddy? How many stacks you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes and he sit up hard. I don't shake no ass, I let you pass.
She's bending over.
Claude Hammers. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Low with it, 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 low got him in the phone. Mama so bad, the girl thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, I ain't got a love zone. He paid a lot of fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so poor stream, I have a sad conviction. If you put me on a train like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, people super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. Wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He paid a lot to see me on a damn slow plan. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all need to stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
Yes, my name is Janu, I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive, my body's so luxurious. You see me back it up, you say you make me wanna cut. We talk dancing, I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hip, I guess I'm just too much. Being tall, I ain't know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. I pass through water, you just can't take me. I got all brown eyes, and dick kiss me sideways. Straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guess artists appearing on BET. I try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. If it gets my right, let's know I'm not having it.
Hello, Eateries.
DJ smells so good.
And still super duper heavyweight champions of the universe.
Record the Game Entertainment.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. They know we're here, we ain't going nowhere now. Straight up records in your town. Performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we're pushing hard, never stop giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we moaning and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claiming, homie. Then don't shave me my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the state, man, home of the state. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling till our money to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Homies, gangsta, gangsta. Always on the grind, 24/7. And you know I gotta get mine. Smoking on the blunt and counting my bills. Tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never wanna see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight look records in the house and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes.
keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR, bitch, know the name. It's Straight Low Records, I won't say it again. Goofy Bone be the CEO, Bruce be the vice president. We handle biz, we handle biz. Like Master P, man, we bout it, bout it. Fuck with our crew and we will get rowdy. Knock you on the ground, beat your fucking ass next time you think twice about fucking with us. If you come to the block, you better have a pass. You think you get a free gig, gone quick, fast. I could give a motherfucker what a hater gotta say. Cause I love my city inside San Jose. I'ma keep this shit moving.
Cause if I did,
back to the money. Y'all already know my dues. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit the lick. Get your ass up out there, cool. This how your boy gon' play it. I don't give a fuck where you say it. I don't give a fuck about your clique. Man, fuck that nigga you with. He ain't nothing but a soft nigga anyway. He's scared, he ain't ready for the gunplay. I can see it in his pussy ass eyes. Yeah, the bitch nigga really wanna try. When I pop that trunk and I dunk, 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 one of y'all fuck niggas gon' die. I done seen everything but Jesus. I don't rock no dress, but I rock that red, that purple ass in pieces. I done followed your ass to your home. Man, I know that you whipping up stones. See, nigga, that bitch that you trust, that silly hoe talk too much. She wasn't but a bag and a blunt. She the reason why your ass got stuck. See, you really need to be in church. Go talk to a preacher or something. Cause the streets ain't really ain't for you. Get saved, you can stand in the pulpit. Like a preacher, little nigga, try to get rich. Guaranteed to get slapped with a 450. You don't give up that money, nigga, real quick. See, most of them see enough in a 187. A motherfucker like me, just gotta eat. I 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 gotta eat. Because I'm hungry. This money, dog, chasing paper, that's what I'm running for. Look at me now, that boy, that money low. Hey, being broke, so I'm selling dope. Go tell the cops, I'm making paper. Fuck you, fuck niggas, y'all just haters, yeah. I'm looking good on 20 rims, play you smiling at your ass, bitch, you on the side. Watch me as I ride, I want an autograph. That shit costs five. Yeah, I love bread, something you can't get. So get your stacks up, cause I stay chasing money. I let my pockets feel fluffy. Ain't that something? So when you see a nigga, don't be acting funny. The next time you see me, I'm crushing something. So holler at me when you see me down, homie. Ha ha!
I gotta eat, 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 I gotta eat,
because I'm hungry.
Y'all, hey, Shaw, man, they run around here like it's Ramadan or something, man. Starving themselves. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, why is y'all fasting? Ain't no fasting going on. The economy fucked up, dog. We're in a recession. Boy. Well, y'all just don't know, boy. If I was broke like you, nigga, look here.
Back to the money, y'all already know my dues. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit me a lick. Get your ass up out that cool. No, nigga, you can keep that chain. That shit ain't worth a motherfucking thing. Stop most y'all niggas get killed doing all that flexing. Knowing that way, you ain't really got now. Straight out the hood, hit a lick now, live in Carrollwood. If you want it, you can really come and get some. Pussy legal, but you better put a big gun. Chicken off, get you raw, nigga, in the bank. You got to nigga top, the DJ. See, most of left end up in a 187. When a motherfucker like me just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat. Because I'm hungry.
You don't get a chance to ever get your drums.
song, huh? That's the only song one. Love them up, fix the fix, where the rest was one. The next way to rip a fix, call it what they want. But on the mic, we the realest just to ever hit your bomb. And you know what happened, D, I jumped up on my back. Grab my utensils and deal a light. A pad and some pencils to jewel sweet. One to burn, one to gentle. Y'all don't know what yet, but give me some bars. I'll make it simple, it's never next. So no matter what we get, she gon' be present. Matter of fact, like a present. But she's down from the heavens and she's leaving. And so is my lungs, continue breathing, I be keeping. Just give me a leave and you can believe it. Never gentle, one never provoke the next, make it simple. The last definition in my text and I read it. You don't understand? Go ask the wreck, rest and tell them that's my shining. We down like gold line in the cathedral. Down to burn the pound and we don't need you. I feed you with the law of six. No more no less, I get this right and there's no wealth of this. I should have spent more time making sure this presentation is concentrate. Y'all can get it and I put that on my nation, niggas come, son. That's the song they song one. Level up, next to bit, where the rest was born. The next way to rip a mix, call it what they want. But on the mic, we the realest just to ever get your call.
Shoes got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job, more like a flop. up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem staying home without a goal. Got a POS with and his room from rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they can really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass, nigga, just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass. Earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted D, catches envy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball, like a game at Rucker Park. I'm apart from the rest, roll with him when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car,
I got a crib, and there's a mall probably sitting where I live. In my front yard.
Y'all a little info up in here. In the building with your host, Captain Smells So Good. You know what I'm saying? One time, my co-host from the Netherlands, Mr. Motherfucking Sinai. Not in the building today, though. You know what I'm saying? Saturday, you know the scandalous Beyond Saturdays. And, getting into something, you know, a little new. Information. Today is, you know what I'm saying, officially Juneteenth. And it's also Scandalous Be Out Saturday. It's time to let it all out. You know, someone screwed you over throughout the week. Someone been a complete a-hole to you. Well, come on in and talk about it and put that ass on blast. Bring your ass, you know what I'm saying. And today marks a very special day. This is Juneteenth, worldwide celebration, the spirit of Juneteenth. Celebrated today. And each and every year, for the past 145 years, we've been celebrating the spirit of Juneteenth. Juneteenth is celebrated each and every year on June 19th. As a quote from Tom Feelings, "But if this part of our history could be told in such a way that those chains of the past those shackles that physically bound us together against our will could, in the telling, become spiritual links that willingly bind us together now and into the future, then that painful middle passage could become, ironically, a positive connecting line, all of us, whether living inside or outside the continent of Africa. And that is a quote from Tom Feeling. Juneteenth is a day of reflection, a day of renewal, a pride-filled day. It is a moment in time taken to appreciate the African-American experience. It is inclusive of all races, ethnicities, and nationalities, as nothing is more comforting than the hand of a friend. Juneteenth serves symbolically and in reality as a reference point from which to measure and appreciate the progress and contributions made by African Americans to this society. Juneteenth is a day on which honor and respect is paid for the suffering of slavery. It is a day on which we acknowledge the evils of slavery and its aftermath. On Juneteenth, we talk about our history and realize because of it, there will forever be a bond between us. On Juneteenth, we think about that moment in time when the enslaved in Galveston, Texas, received word of their freedom. When we imagine the depth of their emotions, their jubilant dance, and their fear of the unknown. Juneteenth is a day that we commit to each other the needed support as family, friends, and co-workers. It is a day we build coalitions that enhance African-American economics. And on Juneteenth, we come together, young and old, to listen, to learn, and to refresh the drive to achieve. It is a day where we all take one step closer together to better utilize the energy wasted on racism. Juneteenth is a day that we pray for peace and liberty for all. And that is what we're celebrating today on Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Education at its finest. You know what I'm saying? Right here, live on the Record of Game radio show, where we do this each and every day, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you ever like to be part of the show, please call in live at 347-237-5125. Again, it's area code 347-237-5125. You can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio and become a part of the bridge, a.k.a. the chat room. Chat live throughout the show. Interact with people from around the world, because this is an international show and we are internationally networking up in here. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Juneteenth, 140th anniversary, that was in 2005. We're in 2010, so this is actually the 145th anniversary, but the year 2005 marked the 140th anniversary of Juneteenth, and all across America and beyond, celebrations commemorated the historical event of 1865 in Galveston, Texas. There, on June 19th, when word of the Emancipation Proclamation finally reached the enslaved, a new and uncertain way of life began. Today, 140 years since, African Americans have elevated this celebration publicly and privately to one of the most important of the year. The 140th year anniversary celebrates across the U.S. marked a significant milestone in American history. Juneteenth serves symbolically and reality as a reference point from which to measure and appreciate the progress and contributions made by African Americans to this society. You got a lot of photos. If you want to, you can go to Juneteenth Anniversary Yearbook. Also, we've got the 150th anniversary campaign coming up. Yeah, that's going to be pretty hot. And that's coming up in 2015. So, you know, we are in the future. You know what I'm saying? So people don't ever think that. This is a few ways, you know, to celebrate if you don't know how to really go about, you know, finding different specific activities. You know, there's many ways, from an outdoor cookout with traditional foods to the modern-day office conference room. Juneteenth can be celebrated in various settings. Start with a reading of the history of Juneteenth to learn how Juneteenth celebrations have endured and evolved through the years. And for a deeper understanding of the spirit in which current day celebrations are held, read the About Juneteenth section. Okay, for all the people out there in the workplace happen to be working on this day, recognizing Juneteenth in the workplace supports corporate diversity ideals and sends a signal that the company is truly dedicated to its diverse employee base. Decorate a conference room, lobby, or workspace with a Juneteenth theme to acknowledge the days of celebration. Bring the group together for refreshments and an explanation of Juneteenth. An extended celebration could include artifacts, dance, skits, etc. The event should be celebratory, festive, and in honor of African American history. Present coworkers with Juneteenth buttons, T-shirts, and etc., and encourage them to wear them the remainder of the day, really remainder of the week. You know what I'm saying? Because this is not just one day. You know what I'm saying? Out of a month, this is should be celebrated really all year long for the ending of racism. You know what I'm saying? Because we need a daily practice on that. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a very big problem here in the United States with racism. Another one is challenge your coworkers to present African American facts and debunk myths and stereotypes. Very good idea. Another one is to discuss company diversity initiatives and ensure employees that race and gender will never be barriers to their progress within the company. Also, you can bring in a guest speaker. Make this an important date on the corporate calendar. Contact Juneteenth.com for more ideas. Right here in the community, you know what I'm saying, in my own community, celebrations in the community are exciting and fun-filled events. Generally, a committee of local businesses and community leaders is formed to plan a host of events. In many cities, tens of thousands turn out to participate. Parades, rodeos, races, Miss Juneteenth contests. Barbecues are typically for an outdoor celebration. School essay and poster contests are excellent ways to get the youth involved. Local businesses and city government come aboard and sponsors to keep costs low or free for attendees to the event. One good idea is to review the celebrations to see how others celebrated Juneteenth. You can host a community Juneteenth flag raising, invite school bands, elected officials, business, and civic leaders to participate. Also encourage your libraries, post offices, city halls to host Juneteenth displays. Encourage your neighborhood to decorate and display Juneteenth yard signs and banners. Also, rally local organizations to unite and collaborate on a special event in honor of Juneteenth. Public discussion, outdoor concert, etc. Also, organize neighborhood block parties and invite elected officials and guest speakers to attend. Identify individuals to receive community service awards. You know, and that's one thing we don't have. We don't have anything that really honors individuals in our community, which is, you know, we really need those community service awards. Right in your own home, you could plan a special meal and gather the families together to acknowledge Juneteenth. Decorate the table with a Juneteenth theme and discuss what the celebration means today. Emphasize the mandates of responsibility and striving to be the best you can be. Make specific pledges for the remainder of the year and ask for support in accomplishing your goals. Also encourage your neighbors to display Juneteenth yard signs, or you can plan a special gathering to friends to acknowledge Juneteenth. Exchange facts or quotes from history. Discern how certain significant historical events have impacted your life, and also make it a point to thank those who have helped open doors for you to achieve. And last but not least, take some personal time to reflect, then look forward, make a wish, make a plan, and write it down. Basically, celebrate Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do that. I'm going to celebrate Juneteenth right here. We're going to play some African music, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to come back with some African-American facts that you will find interesting. And this is right here live, Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. Also, Juneteenth, we celebrating it live right here on Reckoning Game Radio. And Kwee Anon, Kwee, my dog, and Kwi Nach and Alo Krute and all that good African American stuff, man. Go to www.byki and learn the African American language. Back at you right here, back at you, you know, hitting you up with a little, you know what I'm saying, tribal music, you know what I'm saying, for the motherland right there, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. This is Reckon the Game Radio. I'm going to give you a couple of little fun facts, you know what I'm saying, related today. Today is Juneteenth. Also, Scalers will be out Saturdays, man, so you can call 347-237-5125 on any Saturday. Call in, somebody did some bullshit to you, some stressful shit. Call in, put them out there to the world, you know what I'm saying, and that's how we do it. All right, let me give y'all a couple of facts. Check this out. This is Black Hero, you know what I'm saying. Black history begins at the home for the children, you know what I'm saying. That's real. Hotel. So 10 black heroes that every child should know. Sankofa. 400 years can never trump over 6,000 years of our history, you know what I'm saying. George Washington did not ask for freedom, he took it. President Harry Truman did not ask for peace, he fought for it. President Abraham Lincoln did not ask for equality, he gave everything for it. And our babies need similar heroes, heroes who do not ask for freedom, peace, or equality. Brave and strong heroes who actively exercise the God-given civil and natural right. Yeah, and I'm going to read something real powerful to y'all, you know what I'm saying. First one is Nigga Jim, pronounced N apostrophe G-A, originally from Angola, aka the Congo, also known as the Congo. He was the leader of the Stone Oak Rebellion in South Carolina. September 9th, 1739, 25 slavers died and 7 plantations were burned. In response, South Carolina legislature passed the Negro Act of 1740, restricting slave assembly, movement, and education. Nigga Jim could read, which made him dangerous. South Carolina was so afraid that for 10 years, they stopped importing slaves from Africa. Later, they imported slaves from areas other than the Congo-Angolan region. Yeah. Number two, which I covered extensively, Nat Turner, or Nathaniel Turner, October 2nd, 1800 to November 11, 1831. He was the leader of the Nat Turner's Rebellion in Virginia in 1831 that resulted in 60 deaths of white people, you know what I'm saying? February 12, 1831, solar eclipse was a sign from God to carry out a rebellion. The description was 5'7" tall, 150 to 160 pounds, large flat nose, yellow in complexion, and brisk walker. He learned to read and write at a young age. He was deeply religious and was often seen fasting, praying, or immersed in reading the stories of the I Bible. Number three is Toussaint Louverture, born May 20th, 1743 till April 8th, 1803. He was the leader of the Haitian Revolution from 1791 to 1803. He killed close to 60,000 of Napoleon's troops and 25,000 civilians. The French involvement defeated Napoleon's army, making him, Napoleon, cry. Yes, people, the little short punk-ass motherfucker cried after he was defeated. France was forced also to sell Louisiana in 1803, doubling the size of the United States. Betrayed and executed by the untrustworthy French, who still owe Haiti money today, after being formally invited as the victorious head of state to sign peace treaties. Number four is Denmark Vesey, originally Telemaque, 1767 to July 2nd, 1822. He planned the largest rebellion in the United States. He purchased his freedom years earlier, was able to read and write. He was a preacher. He also inspired the Haitian Revolution during 1791. The plan and results, slaves and free blacks must slave their owners and seize the city of Charleston, South Carolina. 131 men were convicted of a conspiracy, and Vesey's son was sent to Cuba. Number five is Three Finger Jack. Originally from the Congo in the 1780s, he was a Jamaican hero. He covered such a wide territory that he was thought to be omnipresent. Omnipresent means being in many places at one time. Leader of over 60 men and women, he burned plantations, killing their owners and sympathizers. 6 foot inches tall, a massive reward was posted by his enemies, the British, to have him killed. His religion, blessed by Obia, meaning men of God from Ashanti Hebrew, carried his Abion bag and Ramses horn, containing medicine, guidance, and protection. Obia made Jack invincible to whites, killed by Quasia, later called Whatless John. Religions like Obia and Voodoo, which is like voodoo, strike the fear of God into the hearts of the wicked. Through the effective use of propaganda and lies, whites have convinced blacks even to this day to be afraid of the religions of their loving African foreparents. Ah, man, you know I'm on the radio. I don't hear that shit. And the last one is Lincoln. Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe. Yeah. All right. Let me beam in my co-host, and then I go in and get into a couple of mizzo fun facts. You know, today is Juneteenth, people. You know what I'm saying? Scandalous be out Saturdays. But we're celebrating Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? This is a worldwide celebration. Well, we all, you know what I'm saying, need to get together and unify, man. End racism as a whole, you know what I'm saying, from one part of the world to the next. And that's what it's all about, man. So here we go. Yeah. In the building, Mr. Cyanide.
Hey, Smitty, what's up, what's up?
Oh, man, hey, just taking it light. Shouts out to Prophet Jackal. See you popping up in there. Yeah, man, you know, doing my history thing here, doing my history thing.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Juneteenth?
Oh, no. Sorry. If you come with those history questions about America, that's not going to work for me. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I would even... Well, let me give you a little education then. Juneteenth. They call it Juneteenth. It occurs every year, June 19th. And for the past 145th year of celebration. It's the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States. It dates all the way back to 1865. When it was on June 19th that the Union soldiers, led by Major General Gordon Granger, landed at Galveston, Texas, with the news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. But now you have to note that this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which had become official January 1st, 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation had little impact on the Texans due to the minimal number of Union troops to enforce the new executive order. However, with the surrender of General Lee in April of 1865 and the arrival of General Granger's regiment, the forces were finally strong enough to influence and overcome the resistance. Later attempts to explain this 2.5 year delay in the receipt of this important news have yielded several versions that have been handed down through the years. Often told is the story of a messenger who was murdered on his way to Texas with the news of freedom. Another is that the news was deliberately withheld, which I believe, by the enslavers to maintain the labor force on the plantations. And still another is the federal troops actually waited for the slave owners to reap the benefits of one last cotton harvest before going to Texas to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. I can believe that. All of which, or neither of these versions, could be true. Certainly for some, President Lincoln's authority over the rebellious state was in question. For whatever reasons, conditions in Texas remained status quo well beyond what was statutory. Brief little history behind it.
Well, it's a good reason to celebrate when I hear it.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, and honestly, it's not even celebrated here like it should be. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker would celebrate lying ass Christmas before they celebrate, you know what I'm saying, a holiday that actually has meaning and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You don't get a day off from work, at least
it falls on Saturday, which technically most people don't work on Saturday anyways, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like a big demand to take the day off. But then, I mean, this is not a day that you want to take off. This is a day that, you know what I'm saying, the world should be celebrating. You know what I'm saying? The world's supposed to be celebrating the ending of slavery. It's not a black issue. It's not a white issue. You know what I'm saying? Because if slavery never ended, we wouldn't have what the fuck we have today. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be living in this system that we're living in today. You know, because if you can keep one person, one group of people oppressed, well, shit, they'll oppress anybody. You know what I'm saying? So don't look at it just like it was, you know, black people held down. You know, or you know, back in the days before that, you know, Indians held down, or, you know what I'm saying, now Mexicans held down. You know what I'm saying? It takes the world for all of us to come together, you know what I'm saying, and to really squash this whole so-called beast that they call racism. You know what I'm saying? And it's a disease, if you want to call it anything. I would call racism a disease. You know what I'm saying? It's a taught You know what I'm saying? It's not a self-learned. It is a taught disease. They teach you. They you know what I'm saying? They poison you from birth when you come out of your womb. And what's that?
Corrupted brain.
Yeah, yeah. It's a form of brainwashing that, you know what I'm saying, is instilled from your birth. So, you know what I'm saying, when you was young, you didn't really understand, but it was, you know what I'm saying, slowly but surely, people was, you know, putting the color barrier up, you know what I'm saying, and that's the only thing that keeps us fucked up as a people. It's just the color barrier, you know what I'm saying, right now. Simple fact of my blackness, your whiteness, or somebody else's in betweenness, you know what I'm saying, tan or whatever color they might be in between, but because of pigmentation problems that we suffer, you know what I'm saying, that is why we have so much bullshit going on, you know what I'm saying. It's not that we, you know, you got a different brain pattern than me. It's just that, you know, people throw that bullshit up in the way to keep the world divided. You know,
it's
the only thing keeping the world divided is color.
It's ridiculous that still has to play a part in the world today, judging by color and judging a group instead of the individual.
You know, but it's weird, man. But I mean, then you get into the everybody wants to have the opinion. You know what I'm saying? And then that causes conflicts. You know what I'm saying? Instead of people just keeping their opinion to themselves, they want to make it known to the world. Well, the world has to know I'm this way, y'all. The world has to know I want to be that way, or this, that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just keeping the shit to yourself. You know, I don't let the world know I'm a pothead unless you come on my show. You know what I'm saying? But I don't go around, you know, and be in the dollar store like, hey, I smoke weed. I'm a pothead. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in the hospitals, you know, running up and down the damn aisle saying, hey, I'm a pothead. I'm not at musicals saying, hey, I'm a pothead. You know what I'm saying? I keep that shit to myself.
Well,
no,
that reminds me, I should light up.
Yeah, I got to light up in just a second. So. Just a second, you know what I'm saying? And that's Juneteenth, man. So what I was reading earlier was some black heroes, you know what I'm saying? 10 black heroes that at least every black child should know. Being that the fact that they don't teach us who our black heroes are, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing, even at Black History Month, which is only for a month, you know what I'm saying? You don't even get, except for fucking McDonald's, you know what I'm saying? They tell you some fucking black history lies and shit. But I mean, as far as our communities, you know what I'm saying? They don't, even to this day, you know what I'm saying? The entire community is supposed to be celebrating Juneteenth. But when I leave out my house today and I go around my communities, it's not going to happen. And I'm going to tell you it's not going to happen, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, with my influence, you know, certain parts of the neighborhood, yeah, they're going to be affected because I'm going to be one to affect change. But right about now, you know what I'm saying, we don't have that. You know, we got a little a real void, you know what I'm saying, between at least black people in their own community. There's a real void, you know what I'm saying, that understanding of where you come from and who you truly are. You know, we're at a void. So what I'm going to do is lower this down, put my porn music back on, got the good African music playing in the background, you know what I'm saying? But I need to switch it up. Porn, because porn is a little bit quiet. And let's get into, I got, that was 1 through 5, okay? Let's start with number 6. Did you know Abraham Lincoln was black?
Abraham Lincoln was black?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, because his mother's black. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you know what I'm saying, they raped his mom and shit. So he's actually the you know what I'm saying, he's actually he's actually black. You know what I'm saying? His mom was black. That's why they was, every time they kept, when he first got in running for politics and stuff, they was always kind of weary about him because they always described him as having dark skin, long nose, big lips, you know what I'm saying? And his hair wasn't as straight as everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So they always knew something was wrong. But then history showed you know what I'm saying, that his mother's black and his father's white, was a slave owner. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, when it came to the Emancipation Proclamation, he was so, so adamant about, you know what I'm saying, freeing the slaves. And they always, you know what I'm saying, felt suspicion behind that. But, yeah, that's the truth, people. Abraham Lincoln, yes. I don't know how you want to call it, XY genes or whatever, whatever. You put black in the coffee, what happens? Shit turns dark.
Well,
so there you go.
You got to forgive me if I don't know all those damn names you got there on the list.
Oh, no, nah, man. Shit, nobody don't know these damn names, man. Hell, I mean, I didn't know the fucking names until somebody printed it out and shared it with me. You know what I'm saying? You know,
okay.
But that's the only way you're going to know, you know,
if
somebody tell you. So if I never said anything about it, well, hell, you would never know. Or you might have got it from somebody else's lies. Abraham Lincoln, born February 12, 1809, was the 16th president of the U.S. United States, and he was the third black president. And people just, that totally throws people off. You know, like, what do you mean? Obama's not the first? No. Obama's not the first. Obama's like the seventh, eighth, ninth. I don't even know where the hell Obama's at in his presidency, but he's not the first. You know what I'm saying? You look up your history, Obama's not the first. You know what I'm saying? Our government was set up, you know what I'm saying, from an ex-slave. That is how our whole system of government is currently set up. Voting processes and all that other shit came from one black man back in the days. And he don't get no motherfucking mention. But, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't, Obama's not the first. So, let that be known.
They got written out of history, I guess?
Yeah, well, they're going to do that. It's not even written out of history, you know what I'm saying, but it's there. Just like on a $2 bill, you know what I'm saying, you got a black man on a $2 bill, you know what I'm saying, but because he's so high complexion, you know what I'm saying, and he has the little wig on, take the wig off, shit. Abraham Lincoln won the Civil War and wrote the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing fellow, and listen what it says, freeing fellow blacks. So why would you write a letter that says freeing fellow blacks when it just should say freeing black slaves? Oh, it's all about the wording, people. It's all about the wording, you know what I'm saying? And it says it directly in his letter. This is, I'm freeing fellow blacks. You know what I'm saying? Fellow black people. So, you know, a lot of people just really have a hard time comprehending that. But truth hurts, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, let me beam old Jack Allen.
Mr. What
Jackal up
fight?
In here.
Timmy!
Timmy! Man, it to you. What's going down, brother? What's happening with you today?
Nah, man, just chilling, listening to the show here, and I gotta say, man, you hit something really important on the head there with the Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, he was actually part black, and a lot of folks don't give that part of history any credit as being that he was one of the first black presidents. His mom was of Ethiopian descent.
Yeah, and the initial, and that's what just pisses me off, man, about. You know, Obama and shit. It's cool. That's cool. There's a black. I really don't give a fuck. Who is the president? You could put an alien in that motherfucking seat. And I guarantee this goddamn world, we either still going to be assholes to each other, you know what I'm saying? Or we're going to be still loving each other. The president ain't showing love and he ain't spreading love and he's not, you know, spreading hate and he's not, you know what I'm saying, condoning hate. So really, what the fuck does the president have to do?
President's not more than a puppet. That's why he's a puppet on strings, and they're all the same. Doesn't matter if he's white, black,
Asian, don't matter what color,
man or woman.
But
doesn't matter.
But look at the effects that it had. You know what I'm saying? This is the first black president in a long time, motherfucker. Yes, in a long time. But no, not the first. Probably the like I say, the seventh or eighth. But he's not the first motherfucking black president. When our history first started, and you start reading, you know what I'm saying, America's history and its foundation and how it was first even come about, when they first developed their so-called little members and Congress and all that, nobody wanted to be the president. Nobody wanted to run and serve as president.
Yep.
It took a brother to come along, and he filled in for exactly 1 year. And within 1 year, that's how you got your election set up. That's how you got your all your little branches and shit was developed in that one fucking year's time.
Yep.
After that, you know what I'm saying, another brother, it was brothers took over at first. And then after the brothers, you know what I'm saying, established the shit. Sorry, people, just like cooks do, they come and they take your motherfucking idea and make it their own. And then put their foot over your face and then push your ass as low as they can get you to shut you the fuck up.
Well, I mean, you know, the history on this country is very skewed by, you know, the masses who want to, you know, show you only one part of the real history of the country. That's why you don't find out in schools Abraham Lincoln was part black. He wasn't part black man. You also don't find out that in the Old West, we had black cowboys. You don't hear about that stuff. But you ever seen the movie Posse? It was based on that. In actual fact, there was black cowboys who were as badass as Billy the Kid were. But they get
black
no press.
Mexican. You know what I'm saying? It's history is just so. I mean, we got black samurais. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which was that's where the word samurai even came from. You know what I'm saying? Samurai is not an Asian word. It comes from the brother named Sunamuro. You know what I'm saying? Which is the first black samurai warrior back in the pre-Chinese dynastic period. You know what I'm saying? So Asians need to be thanking a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just for the ability to learn martial arts and that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that was learned from black folks.
In their credit, they do love the Wu-Tang Clan, those Asians.
Well, yeah, but don't listen to their albums.
Oh, no, they do. They love Wu-Tang, man. When they go to concert in Japan.
Motherfucker, I'm on the radio, goddammit. What's happening? Happy Juneteenth. Yeah, motherfucker.
That's how we do business on the show, man. Starship Smell of Prize.
Oh, my bad, mofo. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, me's dog is at grandma's house today. Sorry. Oh, well, tell grandma happy Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Go ahead and rock the number one internet radio station in the world, man. I love you, smell so good.
All right. And tell her thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't for her and mo grandmothers before her, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. So. This is one of the times you got to thank all the elders. So tell her thank you, you know what I'm saying, for whatever she did or didn't do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, this is the day, man. This is the day that you're supposed to, you know, thank all your elders, too, man. Shit. You know, you see somebody in the motherfucking streets, man, just stop, just get a shit out there. Hey, thank you. Like, what the fuck for? And you just keep walking and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, hey. Figure it out later, motherfucker. Figure it out later. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Heavenly Angel up in here, popping off up in here. You know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day you know what I'm saying? First of all, happy Father's Day to all y'all, man. You know, whether you got kids or you don't, you know what I'm saying? Because me personally, you know, I'm a father to a lot of kids in this world. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they'll call me daddy to this day, but they didn't come out my, you know, my secret stash.
Yeah.
So,
neither region.
Yeah. let's see. Let's get into the other one. He also, Abraham Lincoln, we're speaking about Abraham Lincoln, also wrote Dr. Leroy Vaughn, MD and historian, in the book Black People and Their Place in History. It provides documented proof of at least five black U.S. presidents who passed for white. Which why do y'all think they got Obama in there?
Yep.
If you let a motherfucker looking like Wesley Snipes go running for the presidency, I guarantee you that bitch is not finna get elected. You know what I'm saying? Obama is light enough. He is light enough. Right. He is light enough to where he's not an eyesore all the way across. You know what I'm saying? So he can go to Georgia and people will let their guards down because he's not as black as the Georgia residents. He can go to Indiana, you know what I'm saying? He can go to Utah, all these blue states, you know what I'm saying, blue-collar states, you know what I'm saying, and they feel less defensive than me motherfucker walking up in there, you know what I'm saying, and putting my views across. You know, who would get hired first, me or Obama? I think they'll probably like Obama, even though I'm realer, and probably would have more motherfucking issues and then we would tackle more issues, he's playing the more puppet role.
Yo, you know what's funny though? I'd vote for you over Obama.
Hey, bro. I would have voted for Ross Perot, honestly. It, but they put their goddamn foot on him so
I'm
bad, you know what I'm saying?
I'm all
yeah.
Here.
If I could,
you know what I'm saying?
Down.
And anybody besides this motherfucker, period, you know what I'm saying? Who's ever for the, you know, oddball agenda, that's what I'd be for. But if anybody who's for a world agenda, I ain't fucking with you. If you trying to heal the world and make it a better place, fuck that. Michael Jackson is gone. So we all do not the world. You know what I'm saying? All that's some bullshit. Only thing we should be worrying about is right here in the United States. If shit ain't motherfucking correct here, fuck what they're starving motherfuckers in Africa, Haiti, Bucharest, India, any goddamn where else. Because if you ain't taking care of your own, if you ain't taking care of self, how the fuck can you take care of anybody else?
Yep, that's a good point.
And that's the problem that we have, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Not a problem, but, you know, it's a lot of propaganda in it, put it that way.
Yeah, it's funny, real quick, do you know the other names of the presidents who were supposedly black presidents and undercover? So of the five presidents?
Yeah, I did.
There's Andrew Jackson, which was another one.
All right.
Thomas Jefferson is another one. And this one should surprise nobody just because of the name, Warren G. Harding.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Warren. Like, come
Warren
on now.
G. Warren G., come on now.
But how many, you know, I can't even say that, cause I don't know any white boys named Warren. You know what I'm saying? Certain names are, and that's a problem too, you know what I'm saying? Because that's part of the upbringing too that keeps, you know what I'm saying, racism going. When you ever really met a white boy named Tony Jackson, you know what I'm saying, or Jamal Jackson, or Jamal period. You know what I'm saying? When you first say Jamal, what are you thinking? Oh, that's a black dude. You know what I'm saying? But if I say, you know, Todd, you know what I'm saying? What you gonna think? Oh, that's a white dude. And I say Felipe. Oh, that's a Spanish dude. You know what I'm saying? But shit, a name is just a name. It's whatever you know what I'm saying? Hell, I could have been at Taco Bell's at the time, and you know what I'm saying? The favorite. Waiter was named Felipe, and shit, that's why we had the baby in the restaurant. So we named the goddamn baby Felipe after the goddamn waiter because he was a good dude. Not that we got anything to do with Mexican, Puerto Ricans, or anything. It's just for the simple fact of, you know what I'm saying, what the time called for. That's how people, you know what I'm saying, want to remember that moment. But we call that, you know what I'm saying, a stereotype, which leads to a, you know what I'm saying, racist remarks that would follow. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, people. It still just dumbfounds me every fucking President's Day. You know what I'm saying? They don't cover no fucking true history of our presidencies.
Yep.
You've never heard none of this information. Not in damn fucking President's Day that I've had every fucking year. Not in your high schools, not in your junior high schools, not even in the motherfucking communities do people be passing this kind of information around and on. You know, and you got to know yourself, people. You know what I'm saying? You got to know by yourself. And I just got to speak it from personally, you know what I'm saying? Because we are fucking lost. You know what I'm saying? It's like when the Lord told motherfuckers to go out and because they didn't go how he told them, they just kept walking around for 40 days. In 40 nights, you know what I'm saying, until finally they fucking listened. Half of the motherfuckers died off, you know what I'm saying, and then the rest finally woke up and then came into the damn promised land. You know, and that, and as far as me and my culture, you know what I'm saying, that's where we at. You know what I'm saying, when I read these motherfucking questions and read these little answers, and a motherfucker sit up there, I'm like, damn, I have never heard of that. That is a problem. I mean, that is very cool for Sinai not to know. You know what I'm saying? And it's doubly cool that he wants to at least know about it. But you got motherfuckers here, you know what I'm saying, in that live in the own United States that do not want to know about themselves. Even black people. When I say, if I would have said some of that shit to some black people, you know what I'm saying, do you know they would have motherfucking called a unit? There ain't no such thing. There wasn't no black president. He wasn't black. Fuck you talking about, dog? He wasn't black, one of them motherfucking black presidents. Motherfucker, you didn't even pay attention in school. You ain't even take history. You was on the block, you know what I'm saying, during history class. How you know what I'm talking about? But it's ignorance, you know what I'm saying? It's because of a person's ignorance. You know, and they say ignorance is bliss, you know what I'm saying? And when you start learning shit, man, it's a motherfucker. It is true. Because once you start and you come into knowledge, and you're surrounded by a bunch of idiots, and nobody wants to motherfucking listen or even try to learn, damn. You keep fucking crashing into walls, man. You keep fucking crashing into brick walls. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. But,
Start by better education, by telling the facts the way they really
are. Education, period, though. It was what you know what I'm saying? Education. We don't even have education here. I mean, how can you educate something that has... America has no history. How can you preach about something that has no history, that doesn't include every nationality as part of the history? So therefore, there is no history. If you're not talking about black folks in the Civil War, if you're not talking about Mexicans in the Civil War, if you're not talking about Indians that fought in the goddamn Civil War, well, then you're being non-inclusive. Therefore, you're not giving a correct depiction of history, of anybody's story, which all it is a fucking story. That's what his story means. You know, it's an account of somebody's thoughts, you know what I'm saying, whether it be fact or fiction, and they put them in the form of a timeline. That is what makes his story. It could be your story, my story, anybody's story. We can start it from right now and make his story.
I didn't say that teaching was easy.
Hell nah, learning is a bitch too, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, especially when you want to open up your mind to a higher thinking, you know what I'm saying? And you got to do that. You got to think outside the fucking box. You know, even if the bitch wet, you know what I'm saying? Poke a hole in that motherfucker and look outside the box. Don't be scared, man. There's just so many people scared, you know what I'm saying? Like if the internet, honestly, you got to take a self-evaluation. I already read. I gave you a heads up that they motherfucking finna goddamn shut down the American service. Okay, no, they're not going to shut down the world service. But if you get cut off of America, then what the fuck? Where your entertainment coming from?
Well, we got plenty of alternatives.
Hey, well, I'm just saying, until you know, that might take a year or two to get all the alternatives online, you know what I'm saying? But in that meantime, bitches going to be shut down, losing their fucking mind. Half bitches going to jump out windows instead of just getting the fuck back out and doing what you did before the internet came along. And that's spend time with your families, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Not spending time with your family making a MySpace page. You know what I'm saying? I mean, actively spending time with your family out in the public, taking them to parks and doing family-oriented activities or friend oriented activities except for playing Halo head to head, you know what I'm saying, for 13 hours and shit.
And that's fun though, playing Halo.
That's fun. But I'm saying, you got to think about the effect if they take that shit away. What were you going to do? You see what I'm saying? All these, you know, I'm talking about just throwing in examples all the way across the board though. Because shit, hell, if these motherfuckers take it down now and I can't come over here and do my goddamn radio show, somebody's ass going to get whooped. It might be virtually, but somebody's ass going to get whooped. And I'm going to find out how to get onto another server. Just because the Lord done, you know, turned me on to people who have outside knowledge, who are outside the box. But there are so many people in the United States that have never even talked to anybody overseas. Don't know anything about overseas, period. And I say some of these names, like the Netherlands, the bitch be like, where the hell is that at?
Yeah, we know them.
You know?
Most people.
Abraham Lincoln. Well, yeah, everybody knows that for pot. But that's
well,
only
they,
because
they
of pot.
They actually think that Amsterdam is the country.
Yeah, that's too. That's funny, too. You know what I'm saying? People, Amsterdam is a city. It's just a city. The city of Amsterdam. Go to that motherfucker, you can drive in and out of it within less than an hour. That motherfucker is not big.
But it's a beautiful city.
Large pot smoking city.
Yes.
That's what makes it beautiful.
Oh, yes.
ain't even no flowers growing in that motherfucker, but they got the correct flowers growing.
Red light.
All right, let me give y'all a couple more, man, that you might not have known. Abraham Lincoln was also the official father. This says official father for Abraham Lincoln Thomas was sterile from childhood mumps. And so I'm correcting myself, people. His official father was a white man named Thomas, but he was sterile from childhood mumps. His biological father was black.
Ah.
So, physical description. Law partner Herndon, his partner, said Lincoln has very dark skin, coarse hair, and his mom might be Ethiopian. Yeah. His nickname was Abraham Africanus the First. Yeah. Lincoln said, I don't know who my grandfather was, but I care more about who my grandson will be. Blowing motherfucking facts all out the water. This is the significance of Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? This is the importance of Juneteenth. You know, my youth in my neighborhood never even heard no shit like that. Hell, if I ask my youth in the hood who the fuck Abraham Lincoln is, a bitch won't even be able to tell me who the fuck Abraham Lincoln is.
You gotta be.
And that is a sad but very true fact, man.
Oh yeah, he ain't lying.
That, I mean, there is no, they do not teach history in school no more. I don't know what they teaching. It's not history though.
Well, they teach history. They teach an alternative, you know, skewed, messed up version of history, not the true, you know, 100% version of history. That's the messed up part.
I am able to tell somebody who Abraham Lincoln is. An American who doesn't know that should be really ashamed of himself.
Dog, there's people in this country, they can't point the capital of the United States on a map.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, well, in the Catch-22, hell, we don't even own the goddamn capital, so what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, how can you point a place out that we don't even own? That ain't really technically ours.
It's its own district. Yes, it is.
It's not our district. That's not our district. That's Columbia's district. That's,
yeah.
It does fucking belong to the United States. These motherfucking assholes keep blowing smoke up your ass, though, to make you feel like, yeah, that's our capital. So, get out of here with that. Man, what up? Number 7 on the list goes all the way back to 1300 B.C. Al-Hanaten, a.k.a. Amenhotep the 4th. Not Himhotep. This is Amenhotep.
Amenhotep.
Yeah, Amenhotep. I'm going to get to Imhotep. Well, this is Amenhotep, Amenhotep the 4th. But his real name was Al-Hanaten. He preached gospel of peace 1,000 years before Christ. He was the first world leader to introduce monotheism. 2,000 years before the prophet Muhammad, he taught the doctrine of the one God. Sigmund Freud claims Moses learned the worship of one God from Akhenaten himself. That's the name, Akhenaten, my bad. There you go. So this is the only shit we get, though. You know what I'm saying? Sigmund Freud, you know what I'm saying? What we learned, Moses was the one preaching, you know what I'm saying, the one Lord. Oh, I've come down and the Lord has given me the commandments, and this is what you, man, get the fuck out of here with that. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Alright. But I ain't here to be debunking religion and all that. Because once you start getting in that, you start really fucking with people's mental. You know what I'm saying? And I'd rather fuck with your mental on a historic basis, something that has facts and you can, you know what I'm saying, really trace and you know what I'm saying, show. You can't do no, you can't trace religion. You can't trace religion. Trace it back to what? The only thing you're going to trace it back to is the Egyptians, and unless you're reading Egyptian Sanskrit and Hebrew and all that, you still ain't going to understand what the hell was really going on back in the days. So, no, I don't fuck with, you know, I don't even try to fuck with religion. Try to keep that out of, you know, keep that out of the way. That's, yeah. The Black Moors, which a lot of people didn't even know this shit. How about motherfuckers don't even know that there are black Jews in New York City? And they're not allowed in the synagogue where they are worshiping, you know what I'm saying, you know, black people. But the black Jews in New York, yeah, go to New York. And this is passed down to me, you know what I'm saying, from one of my homeboys that live in New York. And he's like, yeah, man, do you see them standing on the street corners, you know what I'm saying, with their long robes on, their rabbi robes and all that kind of shit, preaching and everything, but they're not allowed to go into the synagogue. Because they say that black people are not true Jews. Like, what? I don't have time to get into that, though, because, hey, I'm trying to teach something else. Pietro Nino, Abu Bakari, Mansa Musa, and General Tariq Ben Ziyad, and etc. Africans set up 17 universities. Listen what I'm about to say. Because I've said this before, and I wasn't even reading off of this fact sheet. Africans set up 17 universities, Europe's first education system, introducing mandatory education. 99% of Europeans were illiterate. Only in Moorish Spain did you find female doctors, lawyers, and etc. They saved Europe from dark ages. Moorish science and education caused the Renaissance, popularizing bathing in Europe. For centuries prior, Europe held bathing in contempt. And if you go to Europe today, if you go to Germany today, a German person, if you ask a German person, a natural German person, you go and stay with them, they still do not bathe every single day like Americans. They take, they think we waste water. They think we are a very wasteful person, a group of people, you know what I'm saying, because of the simple fact that we take showers every day and put deodorant on and you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. The average person, they'll take a bath maybe once a week. Through the rest of the week, they you know, might wipe off or something, but they would just put perfume on. You know what I'm saying? They would spray a whole bunch of perfume, and it smells like ass and sour schnitzel or something. You know what I'm saying? It just shit ain't right.
May I ask, that's not like that over here?
No. I said Germany. Not.
Yeah, you know how close
I'm being specific. Yeah, but I'm being specific to it. Well, yeah, but that's just like saying that shit. That Florida is not racist, but then Georgia is racist. They right next door, so how the hell Florida's not racist?
I wouldn't.
Because we are our own people. We're a whole different people. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you cross that border, you cross into a whole different world. From the Netherlands to Germany to Italy to Belgium to, you know, the Czech Republic. You know what I'm saying? But yet, all of these places are right next door.
At least all at a sudden, I'm very, very happy that I've never been with a German girl before.
I've been with them. I've been, you know what I'm saying? And this is coming from their mouth. This is coming from, you ask any German, and not Americanized German. I don't mean one that's been fucking all the goddamn troops and shit, so that's why she has to wash her goddamn ass every day. I'm talking about just a traditional German, a traditional Fraulein, and she was... They'll let you know, yeah, man, that's how they feel about us over here. We waste water. You know what I'm saying? We're a very wasteful group of people, you know? But
you know what's that, funny, though? You talk about the Germans, but the Indian folks are the same way, and they're really super arrogant, which makes it even worse.
Yeah, that they're on a whole, like I say, they're on another different, you know what I'm saying, bracket,
yeah,
too. So, yeah.
It's like the gods were getting together. They were like, all right, let's put these folks here in India, the hottest part of the world, and let us cover them with hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to be funny about it, you know?
Yeah. And see, this is the other thing, though. What is America's favorite tourist spot? Europe. When you go over to Europe, what do you see in Europe? You see every fucking nationality. Every nationality is, to me, Europe. America, United States is when I look back, United States is just a model of what of Europe. I guess this is what, you know what I'm saying, this is the dream area of what everybody, you know what I'm saying, if you had one chance for everybody to write down their dream, you know what I'm saying, if they had one chance to do, you know, what would be your dream if you had a whole just empty land, what would you put out here? Now, you got a million people putting these ideas in. That's how you got the fucking United States. Oh, man, I would put a carnival here. Oh, well, I would grow a big field of wine and grow vine and vineyards. You know what I'm saying? And make wine for people. You know, oh, well, I would, you know, go over here and plant poppy seeds and grow poppy. Or I would, you know, plant a cotton field, you know what I'm saying, in order to make clothing. You see what I'm saying? It's ideals, and that's how we are today. That's how the United States was formed, off of ideals from all these other motherfucking countries, you know what I'm saying, that are together. But then you got a motherfucking, they don't have the same freedom as they would like, you know what I'm saying, because you go from Singapore to Germany to Netherlands to Italy, and you will cross over four different ways that people are dealing with law. You know what I'm saying? You would go from not being able to spit on the ground to be able to spit on the ground to not being able to spit on the ground to be able to spit on the ground. You know what I'm saying? All the way through them four different areas. Now, and that's how, you know what I'm saying, even the United States is split up. You know, and that's what I'm just saying, my personal observation, because that where I've been looking at it now, that's how it looks. You know, Europe is a clusterfuck of people. You can't say what nationality is Europe. It's every fucking nationality. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, what's the main? There ain't no fucking main people here. Ain't no it ain't no more. What is a European? You can't even say what a European is. You can't say a European is a white person. A European is a person from Europe. What is Europe? Europe is a whole bunch of fucking countries that make up that one country. Of Europe.
No, it's a continent.
But how many countries make up Europe?
Ha. That's difficult to say at the moment.
Exactly.
It's changing every year.
Exactly.
Get Latin and stuff.
Yeah, so why we got the United States here, you know what I'm saying? We got 50 states and trying to add fucking another one and shit. But because we got 50 states here, you know what I'm saying? That's it's been blocked off, but then everybody has their own little areas, man. When you go into certain spots, you got Chinatown. I mean, right here in Tampa, Florida, you got their own. You go one neighborhood, you got the Hispanics live over here. You go to the other side, you got the Cubans live over here. Other side, the Chinese people over here, Vietnamese over here, Koreans over here, black people over here, high yellow black people over here, white people over here, the dirty white people down here. I mean, every single thing. It's segregated.
You have 52 states?
50. Well, 50. I say 50. They say 52 because, you know, 50 fucking original states. All the other Hawaii and all the other shit, those are islands. Ain't no fucking states.
Okay. At the moment,
you just going, oh, that's a goddamn island. And if a big-ass fucking wave came, that bitch wouldn't even be there.
Europe consists of 50 countries at the moment.
Countries. Okay,
yeah,
now
countries,
break down them.
States.
Yeah, break down the countries, and then what you got?
Well, we don't know states like you do.
Right. Well, y'all got provinces.
Provinces.
Yeah. Y'all breaking them up into provinces, which is the same shit. State is a province. Province is a state. Same shit.
Well, your states have the freedom to have some laws different from other states, and our provinces don't have that freedom. like you were in California, they're running to legalize weed, and that's not going to happen in Florida. And yet, something like that would not be possible in our country. Like, they would, crazy example, they would make cocaine legal in the province where I live and illegal in the province next north to us. That would not be possible with the province system, and that is possible with your state system.
Oh, okay. Wow. See, people, fucking learn something new every day. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Didn't fucking know that. Now I was there. You know what I'm saying? America and the Moors. Abu Bakari, 1311 A.D., sailed to America with 2,000 ships. Listen to what I'm saying. 181 years before gay-ass Christopher Columbus. Because that shit makes me so sick, man, that they give this faggot motherfucker a goddamn day off and don't tell no fucking truth behind his punk ass. And it was black people on his goddamn ships that helped actually. They didn't even find America, first of all. They didn't never find no fucking America. They was looking for some shit totally different and just ran amok up on this goddamn land. And, oh, there's people there. And they came back, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
That is changing, though, a little bit nowadays. It's still in the history books and stuff that Columbus wasn't the first one to actually come to America, and that the history there was completely wrong. That is being told
but
nowadays.
It's in our history, though. I'm saying in our history books, when I was in motherfucking seventh grade, this is the fag shit that they was telling me. This is the fag shit my entire school district learned. Everybody in every high school was learning the same curriculum. So this is the lies that they've been telling. I'm 32, so over the past 15 years, this is the shit that Americans been getting shit fed.
Well, same here. At that age, that was also in our history books. It probably still is.
There are
people telling the whole truth nowadays.
Well, then that's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Columbus reported finding West African metal goods among the Native Americans. West African metal goods among the Native Americans. All right. Pietro Nino was an African Moor. He was the chief navigator. Listen to what I'm saying. The chief navigator, the leader on Columbus's first voyage to America. Moors did not believe in flat earth. They introduced the compass and Arabic numerals 0, 1, 2, 3, and etc. to Europe. They initialized the numeric system, the ability to fucking count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and the fact that this stupid motherfucking place that we land in, that we live on, is not flat. The land itself is flat. The world is round. The land itself is flat. Yes, because if that was the case, we'll be fucking falling over right now. So, yeah, we are walking on flat land, but we live in a round world. Well, I don't know, you know, back in the day, you know, how the hell they was arguing over some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But
well, it's hard for me to understand that they didn't see that the world wasn't round. Like, when you see a ship coming from far away, you see the sails first. And then it starts moving upwards, and you see more and more and more of the ship. And then they say, yeah, the earth is flat. Yeah, right. Come on.
Well, you standing at it is. You know what I'm saying? When you standing, but the earth is as round as a goddamn pea, you know, a chickpea. So give you two more, and then we get into the big man. The last one is the big man. Professor Ahmed Baba of Songhai. 1627 A.D. Yeah, it does sound funny. Ahmed Baba Institute is... Huh?
Of some guy.
Of some guy. Some guy. Some guy.
The Baba of some guy.
Of some guy. Where? Like, some guy. Yeah, some guy.
Where are you going to find that? Nowhere.
Nowhere. Oh, man. That damn easy rider, boy. Ahmed Baba Institute is the public library in Timbuktu, named in his honor. At Sankore University, He taught his pupils to love science and wrote over 60 books. Baba credited his learning to the Almighty and maintained his modesty. His historical background in Songhai is from 1340 to 1591 A.D. The Songhai Empire ruled about two-thirds of West Africa, which is three times the size of France. Songhai collapsed in 1591 A.D. Its libraries were burnt and scholars arrested by the invaders, which you note through history. Motherfuckers been doing that ever since they. When every time somebody comes over and conquers your shit, what is the first thing they do? They destroy your history. They destroy everything that any, they want. They don't want anybody to know anything about you. So they destroy everything. Your doctors, your lawyers. They kill all of them. You know what I'm saying? They destroy all your libraries, and that has been going on since the Aztec days. I mean, since ancient. You know,
well, they destroy
new.
anything that they can't steal.
Well, that too. And then burn the rest. And fuck it. Torch the rest. Burn it. Burn the rest. The biggest one, this is a little bonus. Nega Halasi Salai, N-E-G-A, Halasi Salai, July 23rd, 1892. His Imperial Majesty, he was the sovereign of Ethiopia. He was crowned the King of Kings, Negus Negas, in Amorek. And you got to think about that. See, this is what I'm saying about the word nigga. Nigga means God. But in our little fucked up language, and that the way that we've been taught, is that it's a racial epithet or a way to describe a person. It has nothing to do with that. The word itself means God. That is what the word nigga means. So you can call a white person, black person, green Chicano. I don't give a shit. Because that is a compliment when you are actually calling a person a nigga. But you should be calling them that. Nigga smells so good. You know what I'm saying? Nigga cyanide. And yeah, because of our, you know what I'm saying, our fucked up upbringing, you cannot do that to the nowadays. It's not going to work because we've, you know what I'm saying, set the word up. It's like the word cracker, you know what I'm saying? You can't walk around saying that. It's taboo. But that is the correct pronunciation. That is what it means. So I don't give a fuck if you all ever call me a nigga, because that's the only way. That's the only light I'm gonna be looking at it in. You can try to seem as racist as fucking possible, but you only gonna make yourself seem the more ignorant. And I'm gonna point that out to you. You know you're being completely ignorant because you don't even. You're not even using the word right. You're using it completely out of context.
Now you want
to
laugh,
but not leave.
Before you do that, you want to laugh a little bit. You know, in China, you know how words here in America we have like certain words to get from one word to the next, like or like or you know, we'll say like. Well, China has a certain word that they say that like them saying or like, and it's actually nigga. Like you hear a Chinese person talking, like they'll be like, "Chinese, nigga, nigga." And they'll just go off, and that's like them saying or like, or that's just like their word to get from one word to another. I kid you not. That's 100% fact.
All right. And would that be
Chinese
or Mandarin Chinese?
Well, that's a Mandarin, actually. There's no sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's the other thing. You got so many spawn-offs. I mean, so many different dialects. So people say Chinese. What the fuck is Chinese?
Oh, in China. I would have said in China. When they,
you
when
see
they
what I'm saying? But then you got
Mandarin,
so many languages.
Yeah.
Mandarin. I mean, you got so many languages to make up China.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like you got so many languages that make up the United States. We don't have no one language. English is not. It's a universal language, but that's not our language. I don't speak English. I ain't even spoke English since I was taught English. I was never even taught English. Because if that was the case, everybody would be understanding what the fuck I'm saying right now. Sinai is not. He's not picking up on what the fuck I'm saying, but I'm speaking English. A fucking Grindsman was on here yesterday. He speaks English, but that's not English. Jamaican is an English language, but it's not English.
Yep.
You can't even go to Jamaica and talk like I'm talking now, and a bitch gonna understand you.
Oh, I bet you, man.
It's not.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not English. This shit that we talking about, it's not British English. It's not England English. It's not proper English. When you're speaking the bastard language of the actual language. And then everybody just making, you know what I'm saying, it sound good to them. So that's why I say how I talk, because it sounds good to me. You know, it might not sound good to you, but it sounds good to me. It makes me feel comfortable and whoever I'm communicating with. And that's what it's all about. Communication. Last but not least, we're speaking of the biggest man in history. Our story, your story, anybody's story. Because if it wasn't for this one person, motherfuck every single thing in the world to date.
Michael Jackson?
Even him. Even him. He wouldn't
bigger
even know about
Jackson.
The fucking Michael Jackson. This is
shit.
If everybody and mama do not know Imhotep, then they do not know anything about his story, period. Imhotep, Imhotep, 3000 BC. BC, people, meaning before Christ. AD is after death. Okay, so this is before Christ. This is before all of this shit that everybody keep motherfucking talking about in the so-called Bibles and all this other kind of shit. Man, no. He was the first multi-genius in history. We do not even, you have never even heard that term in 2010, period. You've heard geniuses and all this shit. You have never heard a person be called a multi-genius. Never heard that. He was
exactly
the first. This is it. He was the first father of medicine. 2,000 years before Hippocrates. You know what I'm saying? Hippocrates is considered the Western European father of medicine. That's why doctors take the Hippocratic oath, I will do no harm. But he was the first father of medicine 2,000 years before Hippocrates. He was the world's first doctor, engineer, and architect to be known by name. He built the world's first medical school in Memphis, Egypt, called Asclepion. He wrote the world's first treatise on medicine. He wrote the Edwin Smith Papyrus, containing over 90 anatomical observations, 48 injuries, ailments, and cures. This is documented. He's the first that has done this shit in 3000 B.C. In his other accomplishments, he was able to diagnose and treat more than 200 illnesses and diseases, and he knew the functions of vital organs. He was able to raise some of the recently dead through the medical use of snake venom, which they do that now, you know what I'm saying, in the form of voodoo, which they call voodoo. And then he was also able to perform surgery. He was able to treat gallstones, tuberculosis, appendicitis, arthritis, and gout. And this is without all this bullshit that we got today, this so-called technology. He understood the blood's circulation system 4,000 years before European scholars did. He is known to be Joseph from the Bible, who was sold into Egypt. And he worshipped, and he's worshipped in Greece as Asclepios, in the form of a black African. And that is what a multi-genius is.
That's,
you have never heard that in history.
A pretty impressive resume, yes, man.
Come on now. You will never hear nobody do no shit like that, because it's already been done. And but this is what I'm saying. It's all this shit has been done. What did they teach you? Who's the father of medicine? Fucking Hippocrates. That's lies, 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 and more lies. But this don't even come out during Black History Month. This don't even come out during any month. You know what I'm saying? You know, even when you go to a hospital, say Imhotep and see if any of the motherfucking doctors know what you're talking about. But if it wasn't because of them, if it wasn't because of Imhotep, them motherfuckers wouldn't be practicing shit right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even he was the first one that did brain surgery back in the days, and these motherfuckers still, with all the tools and shit that they got, they still fuck your brain up and been giving people brain tumors and all that shit because they digging around in your head. They don't even know what the hell they doing.
No, brain is still a big mystery for them.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, happy Juneteenth to all my peoples out there. You know what I'm saying? Black, white, Puerto Rican, green, God damn it, if you amongst this world, you know what I'm saying, happy Juneteenth to you. You know, because without the ending of slavery, you know what I'm saying, you could have motherfucking been the next person to be oppressed. You could have been the next person to be, you know what I'm saying, enslaved. You know, so you just got to thank everybody that helped make this history what it is, period. You know what I'm saying? And that's a thanks to everybody across the board, black, white, Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? If you help, you know what I'm saying, shape this country, shape this world, shape what we got going on right now, thank you. And that's just a hearty thank you, you know what I'm saying, for motherfucking Smells So Good, whatever weight that it might carry, you know what I'm saying? There you go. So, we at the end of the show, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Prophet Jackal, Mr. Sayonai, Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. And, you know, everybody, man, you know what I'm saying? If I can just give y'all one good thing to do today, man, go out in your communities and just, shit, sit down with an old person, if that's the case. Let them fucking talk your ear off. You know what I'm saying? But I guarantee that knowledge that they're going to be saying in your ear is going to be some shit just like this program, some shit you ain't never heard before. But it's going to be more helpful in your life, you know what I'm saying, than it would be if you might not have known that information. We're getting up out of here with my homeboy Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? This is economical pressure. And that's what we, you know, the times we kind of living in right now. Some economical pressure times, man. But like I say, right now the goddamn CEO of BP is over in the UK for a motherfucking yacht race. So you should be thinking to yourself, well, if this motherfucker got time to be over here in the yacht race, Obama was goddamn vacationing in goddamn Louisiana or some damn well, Chicago. I don't know where the hell he was at last week. Basically, these motherfuckers ain't giving a shit. Why? Because it's not time to cap this shit. They haven't made their money yet. Motherfucker kept asking me on the show, some chick show I was on. No, matter of fact, that was, no, that wasn't. That was Oil, something, Oil Eyes, something. Some program I was on, the chick was like, well, why would they do it? Why would they do something like that? Bitch, because it's money. The fuck makes this, what makes the world go round? Well, not our world. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that world doesn't mean this big-ass sphere that we live in. World is you. You are the world. One person. You the world. Just you. You're one body. You are the world. You know what I'm saying? So when a woman, when you get with a woman, she say, you mean the world to me. Yeah, because you are. You are the world. That's what the song was. You are the world. Yeah. That's what the whole song was. Bitches be like, oh, I'm white? No, motherfucker, you was just, you know what I'm saying? Come, you're like, damn, people. You know, you are the world, though. You are, when the world will end, when you end. Yeah, because your world is over when you're gone. Yeah, bitch, the world is over. You're dead. That don't mean this physical world, this physical planet is always going to be here, even after our dead asses turn into fossil fuels. This motherfucker still going to be floating around doing what the fuck it do, regenerating life. And it's been doing that before we got on this raggedy rock, and it's going to be doing it after we get off this raggedy motherfucking rock.
Yep.
You just got to live life. Live and love life, people. That's what I preach. Live, love life. Go out to the community, man. Say thank you to anybody. It don't fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, goddamn postman. You know what I'm saying? If I see him, I'm going to run up to his ass. Hey, thank you. Even though you be delivering the wrong goddamn mail to the wrong mailbox, you son of a bitch, you. Thank you.
Crack-ass cracker.
You know what I'm saying? Well, no, because he wanted to be a damn Indian or something. So I'd be like, ring-ring-ring-ring-ring-ring. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't speak Indian. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They making noises. Whatever the fuck they be saying. I don't know shit. Yeah.
That's just him trying to say his name. You know what
I'm yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? I got to learn Thailand tonight. I got this. How about I got this chick? This chick from, you know, Thailand chick. She be hanging at the bar I work at all the time. You know what I'm saying? She come there, she be pissy drunk. You know what I'm saying? So when she came out the bar the other night, you know, last night, I was like, I was trying to say goodnight to her. I was like, you know, chow boy thoy. I was trying to just speak anything. That's Vietnamese, though, that, you know what I'm saying? But I figure, hey, you know, you speak one, you, God damn it, she should know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So when I said it to her, yeah, she was like, I'm not Vietnamese, I'm tired. Well, how the fuck you knew what I was saying then? You know what I'm saying? If you want to make a big deal, you know what I'm saying. This you, I was like, well, where are you from? Like, I'm from Thailand. I was like, oh, okay, because when I said child boy toy, she was like, oh, you've been with Vietnamese girls. She's like, I'm like, what? And she think I learned the Vietnamese from being sleeping with a Vietnamese chick. That's their mentality. That is their mentality. Sucky, sucky, long time. They think that every motherfucking American, all they want to do is fuck a Korean chick or have sex with an Asian chick. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, she been around the goddamn block a little too many times, so I'm just saying. I'm curious because the motherfucker said the cooter sits sideways. Hell, I want to know. I want to see that.
Hell yeah.
I want to see that. Ah, man. Man, that's crazy, though. So, hey, go out and get you a Thailand chick today. I'm going to speak some Thai to her ass tonight. I'm going to www.byki.com, clicking on the meetings and greetings, and that's all I want to know is how to say hello, goodbye, and what's happening. Yeah.
Love me long time, baby.
That's what she already know that. Bye, Dawa. Like it. Love you long time. Bye, Dawa. I guess that's universal Asian language. Five dawa. can you spell that for me, Chang? Five dawa. DOWA. Dawa. What? You see, that ain't no word. Five dawa. Get the hell out of here, Chang. But they do speak good English, though. Don't let them fool you. Come down here. Anybody, just that would kill me too. Anybody that's been in America over 2-3 years and you don't speak no English, I'll give your ass an award. You deserve a fucking award. You know what I'm saying? It makes no damn sense for me to be in your country and I don't speak shit. I mean, not a hello, not a goodbye, not a where's the toilet. You know what I'm saying? Not nothing.
Yeah. My parents will speak more English.
We got motherfuckers down here like that. Really is a bigger problem with the Mexicans, you know what I'm saying, because they bring, you know, grandma down here and shit, and then just, you know, throw grandma in the community and shit, and she ain't finna learn a motherfucking thing. But then it becomes a problem when the goddamn EMS comes to the damn house and nobody's home but grandma, and she can't speak a lick of goddamn English. So now a motherfucker can't figure out what the fuck is going on. Yeah, yeah.
And the Cubans too, man. Cubans too. My parents don't speak a word of English, dude. It's funny. I've had that conversation with my pops. I'm like, how can you be in this country for almost 30 years and you can't really say hello in English? And it's almost exactly
but
the same.
Not, this is what should kill you too. Where the fuck is Cuba at?
90 miles away. Crazy.
We can take the damn boat to Cuba. So how the hell you are in America? You're not in the Netherlands. Cuba ain't nothing but another damn island. I don't even know what they consider that. What is Cuba considered? It's not a state. What the hell is it considered?
No, it's just an island. It's an island country.
They even call it a country, though.
Yeah, it's a country.
It's an island.
But really, it is just an island. It's a small
it's
island.
It's just an island. You can't put no country to it just because you want to put a fucking dictatorship in front of it, then call it. No. It's an island, goddammit. Who's the president of Hawaii?
Well, actually, Hawaii's part of the U.S., so.
That's what I'm saying. It's an island. So ain't no president, though. That's what I'm saying. How are they any different from Cuba? Why shouldn't they be governing themselves? Just like Cuba.
Castro.
I'm just saying, though. Why shouldn't they have a Castro? Why shouldn't they have their separate leader? When they're an island, and they're not a state, they're not a country, they're an island. They're a vacation spot.
I think every Cuban would love to be part of the U.S. Unlike Puerto Rico, who has been offered to be part of the U.S. like 20,000 times, and they keep turning it down.
And why? Would you want to be that when all your goddamn people leave the United States to go to fucking Puerto Rico to tourists to do all this other kind of shit and then bring their punk ass back to the United States? You make them part of the United States, then that's just going to make – that's going to take all their tourism shit out the way.
Nah, not really, because it's still – you know, Puerto Rico does have a lot of nice beaches and stuff. And folks go there for the beaches and for the, you know, the attractions, you know, the sightseeing and stuff. So, I mean, that's not going to change regardless. I mean, but they will get a lot more benefits if they're part of the United States. Right now, they get a lot of American, you know, kind of benefits because they're able to vote for the president of the United States and stuff like that. So they're, you know, they have some American rights, but they don't have the full blown rights of being part of the United States. And they've been offered a bunch of times that. In fact, in the 1800s, there was even a war, which a lot of folks don't remember or know about, between America and Puerto Rico. Yeah. And Cuba interjected in that war, and it was because of Cuba they actually helped Puerto Rico find its freedom from America, because America was invading Puerto Rico. So that's a little-known fact.
So why would you want to be a part? I don't give a fuck, even if it's 2010. Why would you want to be a part of something that tried to debo your shit? They didn't come with peace offerings back in the 1800s like, hey, you know what I'm saying, we want to be peace. Just like they didn't come with peace offerings with the motherfucking Indians. You know what I'm saying? They came, and they debo and took their shit. This is what pissed me off. I went into the down here, downtown Tampa, you can go to our police headquarters. They got these big-ass murals inside the police headquarters. They tell the future, and they tell the past. Motherfuckers don't believe me until they actually go and sit down and look at it for themselves. They have actual depictions of what happened in the past and what really will be going on in the future. From satellites being in the motherfucking sky to rockets coming out of the goddamn out of the sea, which we have that right now. You know what I'm saying? That's a depiction of it. They have a picture of what the fuck is the white dude with the goddamn leaves all the way around his head? He always be butt naked and shit. He always be in a pose where he leaning with his arm out over it and with his one knee cocked up and shit. He's like I can't think of that bitch's name. But they have him, I think Zeus, is it Zeus?
Well, Zeus is a Greek god, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a Greek god, I know that, I'm saying it's a Greek god. And they have him overlooking the ocean, but then it's just a whole bunch of little symbols and shit, you know what I'm saying, inside the motherfucking shit. But the one picture that just caught my eye was when the conquistadors or, you know, the conquerors first came to America, you know what I'm saying? It shows a depiction of the Indians bowing down with a basket of fruits and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, right off of the ocean. And it shows, you know, the whoever the fuck coming in. It shows the first dude is the, you know, the dude that's coming to be like, you know, the greeter, like he's peaceful and shit. Behind him, it shows a depiction of a priest standing with the fucking cross with the circle around it.
Mm-hmm.
Which nowadays they took the circle out. That's why we only have that one cross now. They took that circle away. You know what I'm saying? Which is the same bullshit that they had back in the days. But behind religion.
That was pagan cross with the circle.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but behind religion, they have the motherfucking troop with this big-ass sword standing behind them. So the depiction is, when we come, if you accept our friendly ways and then you accept our religion, we won't kill you. What happened to the Indians? They came in, they gave them open arms, but they did not accept that religion. Because you don't find no Christian Native Americans to this fucking day. So what ended up happening? They got their ass wiped out.
Yep, they got scalped.
They got wiped the out.
Yep.
And then what happens? What turns around? The white man go over, back over to Britain, disguise themselves as fucking Indians, and then talk about some goddamn Tea Party bullshit. Come the fuck on, man. You should have been lied on another. You lied on another person's culture, heritage. You blame some shit that Indians didn't have nothing to do. But in history, a motherfucker would think that it was Indians that caused the goddamn Boston Tea Party if you word it wrong.
You know, it's funny, though, Smelly. Guess what Mexicans are descendants from? Indians, most of them.
Well, and yeah, but
what's going on now? What's going on now with the Mexicans? They're all coming back into the country. They're taking over their own country that they lost.
Right. This is their shit. I mean, well, and I ain't gonna say that because in the end, everybody come from Africa and Egypt.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? If you really just want to get technical, you know what I'm saying? The beginning of time starts where the hottest fucking point is. And it ends where the coldest fucking point is. And in the coldest point, you find people, but you don't find a hell of a lot of people. The world is not living in Antarctica, the South Pole, Alaska, or any other goddamn cold-ass freezing point places. The majority of people populated, you find what? In the Southern Hemisphere. Of every place, even Europe, you find more people living in the south of Europe than you do in the north. Here in the United States, you find more people living in that want to come to the south than the north. Move from the north to the south. Love cold all their life, but the heat is just a natural attraction. People love heat. As much as they say, oh, man, it's hotter than a bitch, as soon as that damn winter time gets in, man, I wish it was summertime again. You love heat. You got to love where you came from, though. Why? You came from the hottest motherfucking place on this planet, Africa. There's no other place hotter.
Yep.
No other place hotter. Right fucking now. And that is your Juneteenth history, people. You know what I'm saying? Truth don't hurt. It just motherfucking wakes you up. You know? What would that mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we still all people, regardless. You know what I'm saying? Black, white, or Puerto Rican. And I don't have no money to get to Africa, Europe, or any other goddamn place. So what does that mean? I'm stuck like motherfucking Chuck on a peppermint patty, which is a Peanuts, you know what I'm saying, you know, that was a Peanuts reference, everybody knows. Reference to Charlie Brown and everything. Never mind. Yeah, you didn't get that. Wah, 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 wah. Teacher, I don't understand. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. Like, what the fuck did they get there from? You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, whoever was writing those comic strips for Charlie Brown and all that stuff, you know they were on acid the entire time, dude.
They had to be on something. Because there's no way you just start talking wah, 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 wah,
yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. That's like saying blah, 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 blah. You tired of hearing what person has to say. You don't really, meaning you're not really listening to what they're saying.
Smelly, can I break in here for a second?
Yeah, we on the after hour set now, man.
I'm really, really, really hungry, and I was waiting to go walk the dog, but I was actually waiting for you to end the show, but it's taking you 20 minutes, so...
Yeah, you know, we're supposed to be gone. I'm supposed to be rolling up and smoking. Hell, man, I'll pass some my herbals up for y'all. What kind of is that? Yeah. We're out, people. Get the hell out of here.
Peace, y'all.
Have a great one, man.
Sign, I got to go work for you. So we got to be out of here.
Yeah, get the little pooch out of here. Woo.
Bread.